This summer, more than half of U.S. counties have been declared disaster zones due to drought. But the United States isn't the only country experiencing crop failures or higher food costs as a result. There are water shortages in Pakistan, East Africa, and elsewhere. Joining me now to look at how this is affecting food prices around the world is Earth Policy Institute President Lester Brown. His latest book, Full Planet, Empty Plates, The New Geopolitics of Food Security, will be published in October. And I'm pleased to welcome Lester Brown back to the show for today's second backstory. Welcome.
Thank you, Julie.
Is the drought here in the United States, how is it a problem for the rest of the world?
Well, the first thing to note is that we have an integrated world food economy today. There's only one price for corn, one price for wheat, one price for rice, and that is the world price. Sometimes countries control prices internally, but other than that, everyone pays the same price for corn, and that price is basically set every day on the Chicago Board of Trade. The closing price is the price for corn for the next 24 hours or so. So we have a situation where corn, which is the world's leading crop, the world corn crop now exceeds the wheat crop by a third, and it's almost double the world rice crop. So it plays an important part. And the other key thing to keep in mind is that the United States is the big corn producer. We produce probably 36% of the world corn crop. So anything that happens to the corn crop in the United States affects the entire world and rather directly. So we're seeing the U.S. Corn harvest now, it's probably going to drop at least 25% from what was projected a couple months ago. And that's driving up prices. During the last couple weeks, corn prices have been setting all-time highs, over $8 a bushel, double the price of, say, a year ago. So we're looking at high corn prices, and that translates into high prices for meat, milk, and eggs. All the livestock products around the world are essentially the product of corn.
Now, last month, and this may be before all of this issue of drought, or maybe not, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization said that the situation today is better than it was 4 years ago when food prices spiked and sparked protests around the world. Why is it better now, do you think?
They might have thought it was better then, but it certainly is not better now. This drought that we're experiencing is one of the worst in 50 years or so. So it's going to take a heavy toll on the largest grain crop produced in any country in the world. The U.S. corn crop, just to put it in perspective, exceeds the rice and wheat harvest of China combined. So what happens to the U.S. corn crop affects the entire world. We are not only the far and away the leading producer, but also the leading exporter. I think we're Argentina's second, and we export at least three times as much corn as Argentina does. What happens to the price of corn becomes what happens to the price of food, eggs, meat, milk, cheese, yogurt, all the livestock products that we consume.
Because they eat the corn?
They eat the corn. They're fed with corn, and the basic formula for a recipe for feed rations around the world, whether it's pigs or chickens or cows, is four parts grain, one part soybean meal. So what happens to the corn crop and what happens to the soybean crop in this country affect the entire world.
But animals like cows aren't, if they had their druthers, I don't think they'd be out there eating corn and soybeans, right?
Well, if we had enough grassland, they would like to be ranging on the grassland. Unfortunately, we're using all the grasslands in the world at capacity and in some cases beyond.
I had heard once at a conference that human beings are able to eat 4,000 different plants, but now we eat just four, and you've named three of them, corn, rice, wheat, and you've named all four, and soybeans.
Right.
Why? Go ahead.
I was just going to say those crops have become so productive and so so much a part of our society, and that we rely almost exclusively on them now. I mean, there's a little barley here and there, and a little sorghum and millet and teff in Ethiopia, but basically, the world today depends on corn, wheat, and rice.
The drought that we're experiencing, is there an understanding of how climate change is affecting water in both our country and around the world?
Well, climate scientists have been saying for some time that one of the consequences of raising the Earth temperature is that we will have more droughts that will be more frequent. I mean, they'll be more frequent and more intensive. And this certainly is an example of that. We can't actually say that this drought is caused by climate change, but what we can say is that this is exactly the sort of thing we expect to see as a result of climate change. And this is what the climate scientists have been projecting, more drought, more extensive drought, and more frequent drought.
We just have a couple of minutes left. I wanted to ask you about drought in the rest of the world. How is that affecting food supply in different parts of the world?
Well, within the last month or so, we've begun to see problems emerge with spring wheat in Russia, the Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and also to some degree the winter wheat. And so those harvests are shrinking, and both Russia and Ukraine are important wheat exporters. So that's going to tighten the overall grain supply and the wheat supply specifically. There's also some concern now about India, because the monsoon has been, which should have been going full bore now, is sort of irregular, and some parts of India have gotten nearly haven't gotten nearly the amount of water they normally would. So that's becoming a matter of concern as well.
So I now feel very depressed, because it sounds like this is very difficult all over the world. What do you see as possible ways of addressing this in just a few seconds?
Yeah, the first thing I'd say is it's not only difficult, but it's probably getting worse. And it's a combination of climate change, water shortages, soil erosion, a number of trends converging. The biggest things we can do, ensure future food security are actually outside the agricultural sector. And the top two things would be to stabilize climate, and that means cutting carbon emissions by shifting from fossil fuels to renewable sources of energy and doing it quickly. And the second thing is getting the brakes on population growth sooner rather than later.
So it sounds like those are the things that we are able, because we can't change the weather.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much. I've been speaking with Lester Brown, the president of the Earth Policy Institute, about drought around the world and its impact on our food supply. Lester, thanks so much for joining us for today's second Backstory segment.
Thank you for focusing on this, Julie.